Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hanaitea Shtei Shures Shal Kishuim. If someone plants two rows of cucumbers, Shtei Shures Shal Deluim, and the next to it, two rows of gourds. And next to that, Shtei Shures Shal Pulamitzri, two more rows of Egyptian beans. So the Mishnah says, Mutter, it's allowed, and it's talking about that each these rows are separated by six tefachim, so they're distanced properly between each other. And they're in groups of two rows for each species, and that's acceptable. However, shur shal kishuim, one row of cucumbers, shur shal deluim, next to a row of gourds, and shur shal pulamitzri, next to a third row of the Egyptian beans, usser. This is usser because here, where there's no two rows per species, it's just one row, it doesn't look like there's separate fields going on here, but rather just individual rows that are all mixed together, and it looks like a jumble, and it gives the appearance of a mixture of these things, even though they're six tefachim apart from each other, and it's a problem of kilayim. And a third case is shur shal kishuim. If there's one row of cucumbers, shur shal deluim, and a row of gourds, shur shal pulamitzri, a third row of Egyptian beans, and then shur shal kishuim, a fourth row of cucumbers, which is the same as the first row. So the first and the fourth row are both cucumbers. So Rabbi Eliezer matir. Rabbi Eliezer says this is mutter, it's allowed, because once there's two rows of cucumbers, now we see that there's a field of cucumbers, and there happens to be two other rows of other vegetables that are there, that are spaced properly of six tefachim, and it's acceptable because it's not one big mix. Rather, it's a field of cucumbers that has two separate other rows that are spaced properly. The Chachamim Eisrim, however, the Chachamim disagree and say it's Aser. They hold that even though there's two rows of cucumbers, but since they're not next to each other, rather they're spread apart, they're divided by the other species in between, so it's not considered a field of cucumbers, rather one big mixture, doesn't have a field status of anyone in specific, rather a mixture of all these different vegetables, and it is problematic for Kilayim. Mishnah, hey. Neitea adam kishas uzalas l'teich guma achas. A person is allowed to plant a cucumber plant and a gourd plant in the same hole. Even though these plants have a tendency to grow big leaves and spread and tangle, he's allowed to plant these two plants in the same hole. Ubavad shete zu neite l'tzad zeh, v'zu neite l'tzad zeh. As long as he makes sure that one the first plant is leaning towards one side and the second plant is leaning towards another side, he has to bend the stem and make sure that it's growing in that direction to keep the leaves separate. V'naita seir shal zulukan v'shal zulukan, and he has to lean. Seir literally means the hair, but it's referring to the leaves and vines that grow from each of these two plants. He has to keep them separately, one growing on one direction, one growing in the other direction, to keep them from mixing, so it won't look like a tangled mixture kilayim appearance. And then this is acceptable because the Mishnah says, Shekol Masha Asur Chachamim, over here, that regarding the Isuri Darabanan, that the Chachamim prohibited regarding Kalayim, Le Gazur El Mepnei Maris Ayin, they only made Xeris, and they only forbade things because of the Maris Ayin, the appearance that it has of Kalayim, even though biblically it's not Kalayim because he didn't actually plant the seeds together, they were spaced apart. And so since it's only Darabanan and it's only Maris Ayin, and has to do with how it looks and the appearance. So as long as he keeps the stems and the leaves separate, and provided that they also have the minimum distance that they're separate between each other, so then this doesn't give the appearance of kilayim anymore, and it is mutter to plant these two in the same hole.